Let's say good morning to Brian Siebert. He is with an organization known as Conservation Land Foundation. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Good to join you this morning.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your foundation.
So the Conservation Lands Foundation works to protect, expand, and restore what's known as national conservation lands. These are lands that we all own as the American people that are managed by the Department of the Interior's Bureau of Land Management. And there's about, I'm going to say about 36 million acres of national conservation lands out there, particularly across the West. There's also similar protected areas on the East Coast, too. And these are places that people get out and enjoy and hike, hunt, fish, camp with their families. So it's part of our outdoor heritage and presents us with a great way to be healthy and get out and enjoy the outdoors. And we work with local communities to protect, expand, and restore these lands.
I take it you feel there is a danger we could be losing some of the land, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, early in the beginning of President Trump's administration, back there in April, the president issued an executive order calling on the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, to review 27 national monuments across the country and review them, basically looking at whether they should be reduced in size, should be rescinded altogether, or their management should be changed to open up industrial development, oil, gas, and industrial timber harvest in national monuments. On the East Coast in particular, you've got Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument, an area that was expanded just in the last year, and very, very incredible, beautiful place, providing folks on the East Coast this wonderful opportunity to explore wild country. And it's likely the Trump administration will want to open that up for industrial logging. Not that there's anything wrong with logging in the right places. We're going to have timber harvest in places where appropriate. We're going to have oil and gas development in places that are appropriate. Our organization feels strongly that inside existing national monuments, these places have been protected, and we need to keep them the way they are, not be opening them up to industrial development.
Do you feel confident, and I take it perhaps that you don't, that this study will be, study will be slanted. Do you think, am I right?
Yes, and everything we've seen.
What the administration's looking for?
Exactly. I mean, it seems to be a very biased, and the outcome has been front-loaded in this, and President Trump announced in April that he was issuing this executive order. He said some of these monuments should have never been designated, so that gives you an indication of the thinking right there. And there's been, just in the last month, a leaked memo from the Secretary of the Interior that leaked out and became public. And everything we can tell in that memo points to at least 10 national monuments in which they're going to seek dramatic changes in likely opening up the monuments for industrial development, and Katahdin Woods and Waters is one right there on that list of 10 in that leaked memo. So everything we've seen since April. What was that?
Where is that located?
It is located in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we've seen at this point, tends to show the administration's thinking is not very much in favor of making sure these places remain open to activities like camping, hunting, fishing, hiking. Obviously hard to camp and hike and fish in an industrial timber zone, just like in other monuments. Hard to hike, camp, and fish in an area that's going to be open for oil and gas. Camping with your family next to a pump jack and an oil well really isn't the ideal way to spend a weekend.
No, it's not. Now, some of these monuments, are they by any chance Confederate markings or not?
No. These are all national monuments that are focused on natural areas, scenic areas, wildlife habitat. You do have cultural sites, historic sites. So we're not talking about monuments in the sense of statues. We're talking about areas that may have Native American ruins. may be sacred sites for Native Americans, in some cases may have sites for early settlement as people made their way across the West. Bears Ears National Monument, you have the really incredible Pueblo ruins dating back thousands of years, and you also have an area that's sacred to five tribes to this day. You also have in there the remains and evidence of Mormon settlement and Mormon migration across that area. So it's more cultural, historical, and natural is what you're going to find in these national monuments.
But do you feel the administration has stacked the deck with this group that's looking into what is expendable and what is not?
Yeah, really, it does appear that way. Unfortunately, the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, really does not seem to have the interest of the broader American public in mind. He seems to really be focused on maximizing, and this comes from his own words. There's plenty of recorded and documentation where he's spoken at various events that he seems to be interested in expediting industrial development on our public lands. And what that largely means is oil and gas development. In some places, that could mean coal development. Again, in the right places, we're going to see that kind of development, but not in national parks, not in national monuments, not in lands that are places we enjoy as Americans. So it really does appear they've stacked the deck. The other thing I should say is that over the course of the summer, 2.8 million Americans commented to the Secretary of the Interior, wrote formal comments, requesting that these monuments stay the way that they are. The Secretary so far seems to be ignoring what is really the will of the public. That's one of the largest flows of public comments into the Secretary of the Interior on pretty much any topic. And so it's 2.8 million people commenting, with 99% of those comments in favor of keeping our monuments the way they are. And as far as we can tell,
I've got to cut you a little short here, Brian. The Conservation and Lands Foundation, how would they find you on the internet?
So you can look us up on the internet at conservationlands.org.
Okay. All right, and good luck in your work.
Thank you very much. Great to join you this morning.